The JV Show on Wild
94.9. Just how Friday feels. Child of Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Cheaty.
Oh, hey, Cheaty. Hey,
did you see
you there?
What's
Hi, Cheats. And everyone wish Graham a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Graham, you were being the biggest buzzkill.
He Who literally. Gives a fart?
He told me yesterday after the show, he was like, for real, like, seriously, I don't want to do anything. Don't make a big deal.
Yeah, thank you.
And so we're not. And you said that your only birthday wish was for Jess to have to chug on Chug Wheel this morning, which I'm fine with that.
Pretty simple,
no.
Right?
That's your only birthday wish. I will respect that.
Thank
Sorry.
You. Appreciate
Sorry.
You.
That's not how it works.
Thank you.
The Chug Wheel does not.
I don't remember it being your birthday today, oh. Jess. Sorry. Who gives a fuck?
Sorry.
We are going to get... By the way, how old are you now, Graham? Because you were 27 and a half yesterday.
Yeah, so it's 28 and a half.
28 and a half. Okay, just making sure. All right. We're going to get to Cheaty's tweets in just a second. But first, the first talk back of the day.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Graham. You always come through when I give you those crazy birthday requests. So it's my turn to return the love. Happy birthday, brother. But listen here. I want you to give that right hand a day off. And I want you to grab that birthday voucher and scream, Treasure Island, move over. There's a meat carnival at the Herbert household tonight, and it's Ew. All you can eat. Yeah. And once the 2.5 minutes is over, have a great day.
You're gross.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my God. There's that's so disgusting.
There's a meat carnival.
I'm uncomfortable.
It's not at Arby's. It's at Treasure Island.
We're
talking
about
meat carnival.
It's at your house, he said, and it's all you can eat. Oh, my God. That's so disgusting.
Let's hope. The actual meat carnival coming up in October at Treasure Island. It's about $195, but then it is all you can eat. Meat.
Right. And it is your birthday. You have a voucher.
Yeah.
Will you be using it?
It's laminated and ready to go.
Oh, my God.
Gross.
Should we do a second talk back of the day?
Sure.
Hey, this is Dejanay calling from out of San Leandro. I've been on a mission these last couple years to try to wish my honey a happy birthday because he shares the same birthday as Graham. So happy birthday to you both. So I wanted to try to be the first shout out. Hopefully I make it. Babe, happy birthday. Graham to you too. But babe, I love you so, 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 so much. Forevermore. And let's turn up. Woo!
Woo! Happy birthday!
She didn't say, give us a name there, so we'll just say happy birthday, Graham,
babe.
And babe. Who gives a fart?
Yeah. All right, Fridays, we got Cheaty in studio, and she tweets a lot. You tweet a lot, Cheaty. No offense. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
Got to wait another week to watch this damn show. What show are you talking about?
Oh, The Summer I Turned Pretty. But I feel like there's a lot of shows now that have you wait a week.
They put out like half?
Yeah, they put like one episode every single week. And I hate it. I like binge watching, so.
What is that show about?
It's like a cutesy little
like
love story. Yeah.
Reality TV or
no.
Just
no, it's a scripted thing. It sounds like boring.
Like high schoolers going into college.
You're watching a show about high schoolers?
Yeah, it's really cute. You guys.
Whoa, perv alert.
Well, no, they're in college. They're in college. Okay.
But they started out as high schoolers.
Yes. Yeah, I think they did.
Weird, and you're following their story?
Yeah, it's really cute.
Oh, it's really
she
cute.
She has to choose between two brothers. Like, what?
Whoa, creep alert. What is this on, Netflix?
No, it's on Prime.
Oh, Prime. Okay. Yeah. That's one I actually have.
Yeah, actually have Prime.
But I won't be watching that.
A lot of people really like it.
Hard pass.
Yeah, I'm going to hard pass. That's true. I'm going to hard pass.
Dang it.
Yeah. I got an A- and a B+ so far in my classes. Phew. I didn't think I was going to make it.
Wait, that's really good.
Yeah. That is good. Yes. I was actually surprised. But I think my teachers liked me because I did talk a lot in those classes. So
you talked a lot?
Yeah.
Got it.
You have to be on it's Zoom.
She's on camera. So you were on there like answering questions and stuff?
Yeah.
No, look around the room at all the window boxes on the screen. Like,
no.
Who should I call on? Ah, Cheaty's got her hand up again. Here.
Fine.
Call on you. What would you like to say, Cheaty? Are you one of those people, Cheaty, that asks a question just to ask a question? Because we have a couple of those people here at work. And when you have those big company meetings, they ask a question just to ask a question.
Yeah, and you're just like, shut up.
And I'm like, no, come on. This meeting will get done quicker if you don't ask a question just to ask a question.
Are you talking about Jess? She's right here.
I've never asked a question in a meeting, by the way.
Everybody at every workplace that ever has had a virtual meeting or, you know, a regular, just a big company meeting has one of those people.
More than one sometimes.
Yeah.
To those people, shut up and let us get to lunch already.
So, Cheaty, that's the first semester is done.
Yeah.
Are you, and when we talked to you last, you were considering not continuing. Are you going to keep going?
So I'm taking this next semester off because it starts on Monday. I haven't chosen any classes or anything, so not doing this semester.
So you're dropping out.
No,
that's how it starts.
I don't know yet.
That's a dropout. I just need to give myself
some time.
I get it, but I mean, what does your honest gut tell you? It's a dropout.
Yeah, I probably won't go back because I was just thinking about doing another like round of classes, and it's just so much.
But you got an A minus and a B plus.
I know.
Any other grades come in? Because I know you took more than two classes.
Well, I took three, and I got a C in the other class.
It's just going lower and lower.
But that's it. That's all the classes I took. Yeah. So
and you said,
A, B, C dropout.
A. And you said that.
That's what she's doing.
And the A minus you said was in virtual badminton. That was your strongest class. It was a PE class, virtual.
I probably would have failed that class too, to be honest.
Got it.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, you guys, what's your feeling on this? Because I feel like Chidi, you should really see this thing through.
And I think so too.
It kind of hurts my soul a little bit that you're dropping out. You made it happen right here. You did it.
Not yet. We might come back.
When would the next semester start?
Next year, in January.
Oh my God, you're not.
Yeah, you dropped.
Listen,
yeah.
I like
drop out. She's gonna be living on the streets before we know it, and selling her organs for some spare cash.
Stop saying that.
I'm just saying, like, that's where this is headed after this dropout.
Wow. All right, next on the JV. Don't listen to Graham, Chidi.
Next, we believe in you.
On the JV show, it's the four things you need to know for today.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, JV show, it's your boy Snuff from San Diego. So I had to call and wish my boy Graham happy birthday. And but don't forget to use the voucher today. You know what I'm talking about. And for the ladies, Jess, Selena, Chidi, hey, another voucher for your boy Graham. If by chance his name pulls up in the chug wheel, he gets the pass. What do you say? Go Mets.
Hand us the shotgun, Graham.
That sounds like a great idea. Little birthday.
No.
Don't know about that one.
Let me just ask. Let me pose this question. And thank you for that shout out, Snuff. It is my birthday. Appreciate you.
Who gives a fart?
But if it was your birthday on a Friday that we were playing chug wheel, would you not pose that same question? That has happened with me.
And you guys were like, actually, it would be so funny if Jess had to chug on her birthday.
I don't remember that.
Do you remember that? No, not at all. Chidi, do you remember that?
I don't remember.
Nobody remembers that.
I don't know if Chidi had to chug, but it was on her birthday that we did the chug wheel.
Yeah.
Her name was still in the bag.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember any of that either. So, yeah,
I don't even know when your guys' birthdays is.
Me neither. That sounds
like a made up story.
Wait, Selena, so you want Graham's name to be taken out of the bag or what?
No, I'm just saying that if it was my birthday, I know you guys would be like, nope, her name is still in there.
Exactly, so his name is staying in there.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Case closed.
This is Alan from Stockton. I think Graham should be exempt from the chug wheel on his birthday. Furthermore, I think all the delicious stuff should be taking off the chug wheel on his birthday.
What?
Whoa.
Let's make it a special day.
Yep.
What do you say, Graham?
Wait, did he say all the delicious stuff gets taken off?
Yes.
AKA all the gross things only stay on the chug wheel.
No, there's a couple of easy things on this wheel. And again, we're playing chug wheel coming up this morning, 8:20. Make sure you're here. Mm. Debate. That's two votes right there that I'm exempt. So right now it's 2-0.
Sorry.
What?
So. The voting wasn't even open, actually.
Yeah, the polls are closed.
Yeah. The polls closed just now.
No, we never opened them in a landslide.
No, sorry.
All right, guys, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Oh my God, you guys. Eric Menendez's parole was denied.
Oh.
So you know the Menendez brothers, they've been in prison since the 90s for the double killings of their parents. So yesterday, the Board of Parole Commissioner denied his parole, believes he still poses an unreasonable risk to public safety. So Eric is going to remain in prison. Today is Lyle's parole board hearing. Have a feeling it's going to be the same outcome.
Yeah, guaranteed. It's got to be the same. Is it weird to feel disappointed that somebody who killed their parents didn't get out of prison?
It is weird.
Like, that's sort of a weird...
It is, but I don't know.
I feel like they've served their time.
I do, too.
All right, with the Giants season going down the tubes faster than Selena drinking an energy drink, football season can't get here fast enough. The Niners are going to be at home at Levi's tomorrow, hosting the L.A. Chargers in their third and final game of the preseason. It's going to be interesting to see how many of the starters see the field in this one. Kickoff, though, is at 5:30.
Woo-woo! A foggy start to your day, but it will be another warm and sunny day. Highs will drop a little from yesterday, but it'll still be a beautiful day with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Temperatures will continue to slowly drop throughout the weekend as well.
Hey, Pisces besties.
Hey.
So your day is a 9 out of 10. If you're single, you might meet someone new and exciting today. You might feel this is the perfect partner for you, but be cautious. This new person may have money problems or be jealous and possessive.
That's a red flag.
Isn't that all guys?
Red flags.
isn't that every guy that you
yes,
meet?
Yes,
stay away. Just don't meet anybody today. Don't talk to anyone. Steer clear. Graham, I know you want to talk about a new poll.
All right. According to a new poll, a very large percentage of people think that AI are going to replace too many humans at work, and it is going to be a big, big problem. 71% of respondents in this poll concerned AI is going to put too many people out of work permanently. 77% said they worried that AI could be used to sow political chaos. Where are you guys at with this? I was actually pleasantly surprised by the results of this poll that enough people are waking up to the fact that what we're doing with AI, sort of like the Wild West of AI right now, and every company under the sun's like, AI, we're going to need AI, AI, AI. But the writing's on the wall that the more AI that gets used, the more people are going to end up using
it. Don't we all know that's going to be the outcome?
I don't think everybody,
who doesn't think that?
Because I don't know, over the last year or so, as we've talked about, people have left us talk back. It's like, no, you guys don't know what you're talking about. AI is going to be like just a tool for you to use, and it's going to be, you know, something exciting and new, and it's going to help you in the
workplace. That's how it is now, because it's just in like the early stages.
Right.
But it's evolving fast.
Yes.
And it's scary.
Will it replace us?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Probably at some point.
But our boss leads us to believe that, no, they want that human touch, that localness.
Yeah, but wait till AI lives here too.
Dang it.
AI was born here in the Bay Area. Right. I mean.
Oh my God, that's a good point. You can't get any more local than that.
Right, it grew up here.
Bay Area born and raised.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it's going to be telling you about all its favorite local restaurants and stuff and like everything that it knows based on reading other humans' reviews.
I know.
Which eventually will be written by AI, so then it's going to be reading AI reviews about stuff.
And its weather reports are probably going to be very accurate.
Oh my God, spot way on. Jess, you're going to be the first one to go.
Oh, yeah. God.
Like, who needs a human to tell you that the Giants got pounded last night?
I know.
You
know what I mean?
AI can tell you that. Like,
wow. Who knows
It is going to be scary when AI reaches what they call like super intelligence, and there's varying viewpoints about when that will happen. Some people think it's going to be in the next couple years. Some people think it's farther down the road. But when it reaches that point, and even prior to that, estimates could say that AI could wipe out, you know, 20% of jobs, and then even more so. And if you look at things like 20% unemployment, like, you got to go back to the Great Depression to find 20% unemployment.
So,
like, where will everybody's money be coming from? I don't know.
And what would we be
That's
doing?
Crazy.
I mean, vacation.
Vacation, except where do you go when you don't have any money?
Yeah, with what money? That's what I was going
to say. Road trip.
We're not working.
Fairfield.
Oh.
Whoa.
I'll stay home.
I'm busy that day.
But this is how crazy technology is getting. I was just reading about over in China, they are developing a pregnancy robot.
What do you mean? What?
Isn't this crazy? It's like an artificial like womb where that will actually be able to like...
Carry?
You can like implant a fetus. It'll carry the baby for 10 months and then like give birth for like couples that aren't able to conceive.
Wow. Or isn't for Kim Kardashian, who doesn't
want to. Or for the rich and famous.
The rich and famous. Just want
to But it's not even going to be, they're hoping to make it not super expensive like that. Like they're saying it would cost like $14,000.
Whoa.
Which is way, way, way less than having a human, you know, surrogate carry a baby for
you. Is the robot going to complain about back pain and have weird food cravings the entire time?
No.
That sounds nice.
I know.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
But isn't that crazy?
Wait, that is crazy. Would you do it?
No.
And then like...
I don't want a baby right
now. When the baby's ready to come out, does it just splash some water on the ground?
Oh,
and then,
oh yeah.
My water's broken!
And then they're like, you rush to the hospital. My robot's going into labor!
It's dilated
to 10 megabytes!
Do you still get a maternity vacation, though, if the robot has your baby for you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay,
well, then maybe I will have
for the robot and the baby. Because the robot's not going to want to just give up the baby right there.
God,
the robot's going to be like, I carry this thing for the last 9.5 months.
Right. And they need time off of their AI job because they're going to take all of our jobs.
Yeah.
So they'll be getting maternity vacation.
Yeah.
Yep. You just get to sit back and watch as your kid gets raised by a robot.
Oh, my God. Wait, that's kind of nice.
By the way, they're saying that the prototype is supposed to make its debut sometime next year for that.
No.
Isn't that insane?
I mean, what's crazy is someone has to, you know, people that are having difficulty conceiving or whatever, if they're, you know, my wife and I still have some embryos frozen. You know, we struggle with fertility for years and years.
Throw it in a pregnancy robot.
Somebody's going to have to sign up to have their embryo, and that's precious cargo, you know. Okay, yeah, you can try it with our embryo and see if this thing works.
Would you volunteer yours?
No, never.
Okay.
How much do you think they're paying?
I mean, I want to help science and advance things, but I don't know. It seems weird.
But not at your own risk.
Yeah, but then what if it works? And then I got robot kid out there somewhere.
Oh, my God.
And then when he's 18, he's like, hey.
I'm going to be on Maury someday. You're my real dad. You are the father. I'm like, I don't look anything like that robot.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Graham's birthday. If everyone wants to wish him a happy birthday, woo-woo! Leave him a talk back. Graham, why don't you let people celebrate you?
I'm not a big birthday celebrating guy, but I appreciate all that. There are a lot of talk backs coming in this morning. We'll play some of them. I appreciate everybody that's reached out to me. Thank you guys.
He wouldn't
so much.
Even let us bring him anything.
I know.
Ooh. But well, it saved me money, though, so yeah. I mean, it's fine.
Kind of liked it.
All right, we were just talking about AI coming for all our jobs.
Hey, JV Show, this is John from San Jose. First off, happy birthday, Graham.
Who gives a fuck?
Second, on the AI topic, one good thing about AI is that they don't take 1,000 vacations during the year and fake us out with pre-recorded shows in the morning and break our hearts.
Wow.
How about that? Yeah, he said, it's a little hard to hear, but he said, hey, I won't take 1,000 vacations throughout the year and fake us out with pre-recorded shows. Is that about us?
I think so. I feel attacked.
Do we take 1,000 vacations throughout the year?
No, we don't.
I think we take the normal allotted amount of vacation time this company gives us.
Maybe a day here or there extra if we have, like, I don't know, like something to do, which, I mean, you guys. Look, take sick days.
I'm here on my birthday, for Christ's sakes. Yes. If there was a day to take off, it should be today, right?
I come into work sick. I am a COVID super spreader.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She is. I'm that devoted. So stop.
You brought COVID in here at least three times.
Many times. All right, you guys. So first thing you do when you wake up is obviously check your phone, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sort of.
You don't check your phone first thing?
I mean, I turn off my alarm and I don't snooze and I get up and then I make sure that I turn off my backup alarm. And then that's it. I guess maybe if there was a notification. There,
I always check my notifications. Okay. I mean, they're always there because I never swipe them away. So I have like hundreds. Mm. But just in case something new came in, I check. Got a notification this morning from Venmo. I'm like, what? It's a request for payment. Like someone's requesting money from me.
How much?
$150.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, that's...
What do you owe them money for?
I don't owe anybody money. It's from a guy who I've known since high school.
So you do know him?
I know who he is.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Haven't talked to this guy since then.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm only 26 and a half, so I mean, it's only been a few years, but like...
That hasn't been that long, right, then.
But
sure.
I have zero relationship to this guy, never dated him. Like, we knew each other. We're friends, but like, haven't talked to him in years and years.
You knew him well enough to pay him $150 to hook up with you and then stiff him on the check at the end.
No.
Oh.
So when you request money, you can put like what it's for, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Here's what he said. Let me know what you guys would do. Oh. It's nothing like that, trust me.
Dang it.
He said, reaching out with God. I've been battling, holding everything together, but I'm super late on rent. CPS is coming tomorrow to make sure my rent is paid. Tomorrow is my last day or she will take him from me for good. I've tried everything for days. Please, I could lose my home and my son.
Wait, I'm sad now.
What would you guys do?
Oh, that's hard.
See, but
I don't hear anyone saying I'll give the money.
I would have preferred him message with saying like what his situation was, requesting the money that way versus just being like, here's a Venmo request and here's the amount that I want.
With an amount, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Is there anybody, I don't know. I would kind of want to verify it as bad as that sounds like in this world. I feel like we should be more trusting of people. But is there anybody sort of a intermediary, another friend, mutual friend that you could talk to?
Not to confirm? I don't have any friends. No, of course not. But I did go to his Venmo page and you can kind of see like transactions with other people.
Oh, wow.
Another girl gave him money, donation for Christmas. Another person gave him money, charity. There's one that says car, one that says late Thanksgiving, one that says
Oh, so this is rent. Since last year.
He's just like asking people for money. And so, like, is he just, like, scamming? That's what I'm saying. So, but then I don't, it's like, do, am I a bad person? What if it's true?
But what if it's not?
And what if it's not?
What if you're just funding his addiction? That would be the thing that I would be the most worried
about. And why is CPS coming for you? Like, whatever you're doing, like, I don't want no parts of that.
Oh, yeah. And then the court is going to look at the Venmo request and they're going to be like, Selena, we need to talk to her. Bring her into the court.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to get involved. But if it's somebody that truly needs help.
Start a GoFundMe, though. I feel like that's a little bit easier for him.
But then how do you get your word out about the GoFundMe? Nobody knows about it. This way, you're starting essentially a GoFundMe, and you're really just knocking door to door, virtually, of course.
Would you guys give the money?
No. I don't think I would. I would be too suspicious of it.
That's where I am.
Oh, that sucks that this is where we're at in the world.
Know.
I'm probably in the same boat. I don't think I'm just handing over money. I would need some verification that this is going to the thing that you say it's going to.
Right. I think especially somebody that you
150
have...
bucks is a lot of money.
I know. Yeah. Also, if I ever asked my husband, he'd be like, hell no. So some guy from high school asking you for money, you're just going to pay him? No.
Did he say, like, hey, Selena?
No.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And that's just a generic message he's sending everybody.
It might be.
Yeah, it's a cut and paste thing. He sends it out to everybody knows and hopes a couple people bite on it. What if the amount was 20 bucks?
I think even then, I don't think I would. If I was this suspicious, which I am, I don't even think I would then.
Yeah, if it's 20, send it.
You would?
Really?
But then he's going to keep on requesting.
Yeah,
he's
no, you block the next ones after that.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if it works like that.
I kind of feel like the amount has something to do with it. 150 is a,
that's a lot.
That's a big ask.
Yeah. No, thank you.
The message.
I'm glad you guys are agreeing with me. Yes. I thought you were going to be like, oh, Selena, you're a horrible person, but I just don't trust it.
No, but also the message that he sent over has a lot to do with it as well. Like, there's no heart behind it,
he just wants people to feel sorry for him, if it's even true. Yeah.
That makes me sad still, though.
No, but pick a side, Jess.
Sorry. I'm on your side.
Jess said she'd send the money for you.
Okay, I will forward it to you.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to get scammed. Or we can all split it.
Ooh.
No.
That's a no? Okay.
That brings the amount down quite a bit.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't know this guy, and you have a pass with him.
I don't have a pass with him. I just know him. Stop.
Sure.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Oli over on Pinot. I just wanted to say happy birthday, Graham.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, buddy. Happy birthday to you and me. Woo. All right. Have a good day. Peace out.
That was the most uncomfortable talkback I've ever heard.
What was that heavy breathing?
I don't know what that was.
But that was probably just a dog panting, right?
I hope so.
But he said it's also his birthday.
It is. That's my buddy Julio and Pinol. Hey. It is also his birthday today. Happy birthday, Julio. I hope you have a great day. And hopefully that panting was something good. I don't know.
Who gives a fart?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Burn Dog from Fresno, baby. I just want to give a shout out to my boy Gramskis. Let him know happy birthday, and you guys have a wonderful day, and bang bang Niner gang, baby.
Woo! Bang bang Niner gang. Yes!
And also,
who gives a fuck
for Graham's birthday?
Yeah, there you
great
go.
Point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, you guys got to go to JV Morning Show. Look on our Instagram story, because who the hell is that? That is not J-Lo. She is in the new trailer for The Kiss of the Spider-Woman. Mm-hmm. What is that? Don't know. Apparently it debuted at Sundance and it got a standing ovation, and it comes out October 10th. Anyways, she has filmed this movie and she's pulling off multiple looks. The one of her, she's like platinum blonde, like Hollywood waves, looks nothing like her. I saw that picture this morning. I'm like, what in the Gwen Stefani?
Oh, that I'm glad you said that. I was literally going to say the exact same thing. Major Gwen Stefani vibes.
Yes.
It's like her exact haircut and then the bright red lipstick
and the brows and everything. That is not J-Lo.
I like this for her.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at the look, but it looks exactly like Gwen Stefani.
Thank you.
The other one where she is the spider, that's the start of this clip, is she the actual spider there?
I think so, yeah.
I'm pretty sure she's like coming out of her web or something.
Yeah.
That one's a little creepier.
It's very creepy, but the blonde, if you want to see J-Lo, it's on our Instagram story.
How does she find the time to work on all these things? When has she been working on this movie?
I have no idea.
Did she cancel a bunch of her shows?
Oh, that's right.
right. She had a little extra time.
She had the time. By the way, I think I said this already, but October 10th is when that movie is out. All right, the internet would like us to believe that all of Justin and Haley's marriage troubles just disappeared. So all of this talk of their marriage being rocky has been everywhere for like the last year or so. But now that Justin's album is done and he's no longer stressed out working on music, he and Haley are supposedly much happier. They're like perfectly fine. All of that tension has settled. It's just that when he's working, doing music, he gets completely consumed and he shuts everything else out, including her. But the source says now they're great. They're taking trips. You know, they're able to reconnect. They're much happier. They're more relaxed. Is this a red flag to anyone else?
That like, he shuts her out?
Yeah, I mean, at some point, he's going to be making music again.
Right.
Like, this is his job. So, and every time this is what's going to happen, they're going to be on the road to divorce.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's obviously things like that that constrain any marriage. You know, imagine being married to, like, a pro athlete or something. And they go out, you know, somebody who plays Major League Baseball. They're gone for, you know, 6 months of the year as they're out on the road half the time and playing games and stuff. That'd be stressful in a relationship. Same thing, I would assume, dating a celebrity that goes out on tour or whatever. But that's the time that, like, you should really be treating each other the best, knowing that your marriage is going to be strained, right?
Yes.
And he just goes into full tantrum, like, teen angst, and like, I can't handle any of it.
And I don't even think it was time apart distance. I think it was just him being stressed out. Like, he had the stress, like, just, like, looming over him. And he probably has a studio in his house. So, like, they were together. And he's just being a jerk to her.
Yeah, that's a good point. He has enough money, he has the means to be able to still be in the house, give her attention, and be able to balance everything.
Well, he's not touring anytime soon.
That's the thing. Yeah. I always have trouble finding sympathy for people that are incredibly wealthy because, like, you don't have to deal with the rest of the stuff that stresses us out on a day-to-day. You could have a person handle all that stuff, the groceries, the laundry, the cooking, the cleaning. You got somebody for all that. We have to juggle stressful parts of
everything.
Our life and then still have all that crap on top of it. Just being the life of a norm.
Yep. It sucks. Yeah. All right. Wildfires.
Yeah. We had been patiently waiting for hot summer weather and it finally arrived. Yesterday was that the hottest day that we've had this entire year so far? It was really hot. Unfortunately, though, the wildfires arrived as well. Mandatory evacuations in place for residents who live near the Pickett Fire, which is currently burning out of control in Napa County. This one sparked off yesterday afternoon. We don't know what caused it yet. That's under investigation. But in just a matter of hours, it exploded in size, fueled by very hot and dry conditions. This fire tore through the hills north of Calistoga. We're still waiting on some updated numbers this morning from Cal Fire, but as of last night, it had already burned more than 2,000 acres with 0% containment. They've thrown a lot of firefighters and equipment at this, so hopefully they gained some ground on it last night as it cooled down and the winds died down. I guess the one good thing is knowing Napa County and that area, it's not a densely populated area. So hopefully this thing's not threatening too many homes there. There's an air quality advisory in effect, mostly for the North Bay today, because there was a lot of smoke coming off that yesterday that I could see in the sky in Napa. And I imagine that's only going to kind of spread and disperse depending on which way the wind's going. But hopefully they're able to knock this thing down relatively quick. But I mean, it was like afternoon at 3 o'clock, it's 30 acres. And then by 10 o'clock at night, it was over 2,000.
That's crazy. You think gender reveal?
I hope not. We've moved past that, right?
I'm just kidding.
The fireworks for the gender reveal, we're done with that, right?
We're not doing gender reveals on a Thursday, right?
We're not doing gender reveals at all anymore, right?
No, they still
happen. Dang it.
I don't think with like fire and flames and all that. At least I hope not.
I think a lot of people are doing just the cake now.
I've seen the cake, yeah. Boring. All right, next we have your chance to win a chug mug inside.
That's what we did. I think we just had a cupcake.
You did?
My wife had me. I think we only did it for our second.
Only one?
Yeah.
I didn't even know you had a gender reveal.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't a party. You know what I mean?
You guys.
My issue with gender reveals are inviting all these people over and then announcing it's a boy or girl because nobody cares. We're excited that you're having a baby, but we don't care if it's a boy or girl, right?
Yeah.
So I think we had my son bite into the cupcake when he was 2 and it was pink on the inside and then we're having a girl. But that was just our family.
Just for you guys.
Yeah.
Got it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are now kicking off What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if you can do that, we're going to send you a JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Maybe my concentration isn't that good, but I have definitely had to tell my kids to go away for a few minutes just so I could finish my wife.
Oh.
Ew.
A lot of parents can relate to that, right? Get out of here. We're almost done.
We're busy.
But wrap it up.
Be out in a sec.
But you tell them the reason, though?
Well, it's a mental thing. No, you got to shoo him away, but you just got to get him out of there. Otherwise, you lose focus and then you lose everything.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, this is the family show.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, right? Think about what that bleeped out word could be. You want to win a Chug Mug on this Friday going into the weekend? Yes, of course you do. So whip out your iHeartRadio app. Leave us a guest there on the TalkBack mic. It is super simple. If you have never done it before, you just hit the red microphone button and record a message. And then, boom, it gets sent to us. We want to hear your name on there and your city as well so we can shout you out when you win that Chug Mug.
That's right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
And we're playing What the Bleep, where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And we're going to send you a JV Show Chuggy Muggy. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
Maybe my concentration isn't that good, but I have definitely had to tell my kids to go away for a few minutes just so I could finish my wife.
Ew, you're so gross. Yeah. Get out of here, kids. Scram.
Get out of here. Lock the door.
Remember, this is a family show.
Oh.
All right. So that word is always something clean. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning. This is Yvonne from San Jose. My guess is make plans with my wife.
Making plans. Two words there.
Might be two. Yeah.
But good guess.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, JV show. I think the bleeped out word is talking. This is Mary from San Bruno.
It's a good guess. Talking with
That's
my wife.
A great guess. That's a very popular guess.
Probably the
most popular guess coming in this morning. Yeah. Why do kids, they don't talk to you at all? A couple hours could go by. The second you start talking to your significant other, that's when they need something.
Or on an important phone call.
That's when they want to. Mm-hmm. Every night at dinner, it's like, we'll be talking about something, and then they'll just chime in with something. And you're like, can you just give me 1 second just to finish this sentence before you interrupt? Kids love to interrupt. They love to interrupt.
Aren't they cute, though?
Oh, they are.
Good morning, JB Show. This is Leo from San Jose. I must say, cuddling your wife. All right, have a great one.
Cuddling your wife.
Everybody out. We're wrapping up this cuddling. Cuddle. I need a couple more minutes for this cuddle. Everyone out.
Hey, great guesses, but continue to leave them. We do not have a winner yet. What do you think today's bleeped out word is? Leave it on the TalkBack on the iHeart app. We are going to play more TalkBacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You can win this JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Now, if you missed today's clip, here it is.
Maybe my concentration isn't that good, but I have definitely had to tell my kids to go away for a few minutes just so I could finish my wife.
Ew.
A lot of dads so can gross. Relate to that one.
All right, let's go to the talk back, see if we got a winner.
Hey, JV Show, it's Kyla from Bradenton, and I think the bleep that word of the day is massaging your wife. Hopefully, give that girl a massage. Have a good one, guys.
That was a very popular guest this morning, massaging. And thank you for leaving that TalkBack JV Show number one in Bradenton, Florida.
Something like that.
Kyle from Bradenton, Florida.
Do you give your wife back rubs and foot massages and all that?
I do. Not. She doesn't call for many foot rubs, so that's a rare occurrence. But the back rub, yes.
You're a good man, Graham.
And you only do it because
I'll ask my husband. He puts his hand there, and he'll do it for like 30 seconds, and then it just slowly stops, and he's back to doing what he's doing. I'm like,
really?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, I feel like you put in a little effort there, and then maybe someone puts in some effort.
That's what I would think. Like, are you hoping for anything else at least? Anyways, this is a family show.
The morning JV show is the bleeped out word bathing. Bathing your wife.
Kids. Do you bathe your wife?
No,
Graham?
I let her.
Like with a sponge?
Yeah.
Sponge
bath? Every night I draw her a bath and then I fill it with rose petals and then I have one of those
milk bath.
Sponges on the handle kind of thing and I scrub her back and some calming music. It's great.
Good morning, JV Show.
Morning.
Happy birthday, Graham. This is Marita calling from Tracy, and our guest for the bleeped out word is listening to your wife. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your birthday weekend, Graham.
Graham, do you listen to your wife?
We're guys. Guys are really good at pretending like we're listening.
Yes.
And then it's like, I told you about that yesterday at dinner. Don't you remember? You have to get the kids from soccer because I have this thing. Yeah, totally.
That is
all
totally you guys do.
That.
God, it drives me crazy.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kat from Pensacola. I think the bleeped out word is texting. All right. Have a great Friday. Bye.
There we go.
That is the word.
All right. Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
Maybe my concentration isn't that good, but I have definitely had to tell my kids to go away for a few minutes just so I could finish texting my wife.
Ah.
Sometimes it does require a lot of focus.
Are you guys that same way? Because if I'm writing a text or an email or something, I can't have a conversation going at the same time. It screws me up. Mm-hmm. And then my wife gives me crap about that all the time. She's like, I'm a woman. I can multitask. You guys cannot multitask. My wife can be writing an email, sending a text, and telling the kids what to do all at the same time. I don't know how she does it. My brain can focus on one task at a time. And I thought that was a guy thing. But Selena, you're saying no.
I can't actively talk to somebody and write an email at the same time because that's having two conversations. I can maybe listen to somebody while I'm doing that.
I need to,
what I mean?
And I can't do that either.
Can't even do that?
I got to focus on one thing at a time and give all my attention to that one thing.
That's why he doesn't listen to me, because he's doing what...
he's doing whatever the thing is.
He's doing. That's one thing at a time.
Priority, yeah. My wife gives me crap about that all the time. I'm sorry, that's the way my brain works. You know, that's the way it is. All right, shout out to Kat in Pensacola, Florida. She had the very first correct answer this morning, of course. JV Show number one in Pensacola. Big market for us. Thank you so much, Kat.
Finally.
Appreciate you. She's getting a brand new JV Show chug mug. Jess, what's the shipping time from here to Pensacola, Florida? I feel like it might be a while.
5 to 7 business days.
A couple business days. And then maybe she just has to get that free chug mug. She just has to pay $19.95 shipping and handling.
My Cash App.
To get it there. Yeah, Venmo me.
I prefer Venmo.
At Graham Herbert. All right. A couple other people came with the correct answer this morning. Our buddy John in San Jose. What's up, John? Woo-hoo! What's up? Not as many people got it actually this morning as I thought there would be. Our buddy Megan in Sausalito, she said text, not texting, but it's a Friday. We want to shout her out. She was damn close. Appreciate you for listening.
That was it, though.
And outside of that, that's it. Can I just bring up one other very popular guest this morning? A lot of people said cooking. I'm cooking my wife.
Just thought,
like, we went a little cannibalistic here. It's a family show, people. But there were a lot of people that guessed cooking this morning. And I appreciate you guys, but no, I will not be cooking my wife anytime soon.
All right. Thank
you. She does look pretty tasty.
Everyone who played. Oh my God. Whoa. Lucky this is a family show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Happy birthday. We love you so much.
We're going to try that one again.
I recognize those voices. And that ham bone bark in the background, I recognize that.
That is so cute.
Happy birthday, Dad. I can't wait to see you later. We love you so much.
Happy birthday, babe. Have a great day. We can't wait to celebrate you tonight.
Woo! Yes. It's Grammy's birthday. That was so sweet.
That warmed my little heart. Thank you, guys. I fogged up just a little bit there. Graham, thank you guys so much for that birthday
shout-out. Your kids are kind of crazy. I'm not going to lie.
What are you talking about?
But I mean, it must be like craziness at your house. Like, they're just so silly and just, I could tell from that talk back.
Yeah, and then throw in a couple ham bone barks. All out chaos. Thank you, guys. I love you guys.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point, though. Let's move on. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
This is Josh.
Hi, Josh. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Well, all right, so I know what you're here for. You want these four tickets to the California Academy of Sciences. You got to earn them, okay? It's the JV Show's Yep Nope game, where we are going to ask you four trivia questions. Got to get three correct, and if you can do that, the tickets are yours.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go. Here's question number one. What is the name of the small city-state where the Pope lives?
Rome?
Nope.
The little city.
We were looking for Vatican City.
Yeah, he lives in the Vatican City.
Yeah.
That's its own little autonomous territory there. It's a weird thing.
It's a thing.
That's where the Pope hangs out. All right, question number two. How many milliliters are there in a liter?
In a liter. 100?
Nope.
That's a damn good guess. It's 1,000 milliliters in a liter.
Dang it.
Damn you, metric system.
All right, here's question number three.
Right.
Here's question number three, Josh. The sexiest man alive is a title awarded by what magazine? Every year they do this.
People?
Yes.
Yep.
You knew that one. Okay.
Oh, wow.
You up on your sexiest men alive, apparently.
I would have said Time magazine.
Really?
I've been wrong. Still waiting for my mention there in the
not
sexiest
coming.
Men alive. Okay. All right, question.
I mean, it is your birthday. I think it's coming out.
See, there you go. No. I appreciate you.
Who gives a fart?
All right, question number four. In what sports league do the teams compete to ultimately win the Stanley Cup?
Hockey.
There you go.
NHL hockey.
So close.
That's the one.
You finished strong.
Strong finish, but oh, man.
Josh, oh, no.
Dang you, Pope, in the metric system.
You missed one too many. You did not win this morning's JV's. Yep, nope, game. Dang it.
Sorry, Graham, I couldn't win on your birthday.
I had high hopes for you.
Dang it, Josh.
Because it's my birthday, we could still, like, you know, give him something, right?
Oh, is that what you, do you want to give him the tickets?
I feel like, because it's my birthday and I'm feeling very generous.
Right, the power is yours.
Right.
Is that a yes?
Well, what are we giving away again?
Four tickets to the California Academy.
Yeah, let's do it. Why the hell not?
Why not? Oh, thank you, guys. Thanks, Graham. Happy birthday.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening to our show.
All right. Who gives a fart?
Josh, hang on there for that winning. Graham, that was very nice of you.
Thank you.
Do we have shout-outs?
We do.
Let's do it.
A couple DMs here. Hello, Graham. I'd like to wish my daughter Alexis a very happy 8th birthday. Thank you for being wonderfully you, baby girl. Mom, dad, sister, and brother, love you. Also, happy birthday, Graham. Thank you so much. Happy birthday, Alexis, my birthday twin.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. I want to give my son Jordan a shout-out. He's going to be 8 on Saturday. Jordan, we love you so much, bud. Cannot believe you are 8. We can't wait to celebrate you at the water park this weekend. Ooh, that sounds fun. I hope you have the best day at school today. Love, Mommy, Daddy, Carter, Sissy, and, of course, Luna, Blue, and Raven. You think those are the grandparents?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, got it.
Definitely.
Right, happy birthday tomorrow, Jordan. Woo! Have a great weekend.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Please shout out my mom, Alicia. Today is her birthday, just like you. Oh, another birthday twin. We love listening to your show every day before school. She is the best. I love her and wish her a happy birthday. Yes, happy birthday to
Alicia.
Hope you have a great birthday today.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, that's a great point. And don't forget, it's also Graham's birthday, everyone, if you want to send him some birthday love.
Who gives a fart?
Which he hates. He does not like attention. Which is weird because you're a Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not really
right?
my thing.
It's the same. The math ain't math in here.
That's all right. Astrology's not always right.
Happy birthday, Shocker. Buddy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, this is Steven from Union City. I just want to give a shout out to Caltopia 2025, which is happening August 24th and 25th. So it's this Sunday and Monday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is free. Thanks.
All right, Caltopia. Anybody looking for something, as college students looking for something to do Sunday and Monday? Caltopia, free
there
event.
There you go. Nice.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so Lil Nas X arrested after a very bizarre scene unfolded in L.A. So listen to this. Lil Nas X, he was just like outside wandering, roaming the streets, wearing nothing but some tidy whiteys and some cowboy boots. Now, there are multiple clips of him passerby. Really, Graham? any story times you'd like to share?
The old Doghouse Morning Show sent me out.
You know what?
In that same attire. A cowboy hat, though, too.
Well, what's interesting is hours before, we're going to get to all the details of, you know, what this is like 4 a.m. yesterday morning. We're going to get to that in a second. There's a video of him from earlier in the day where he, like, wandered in a hotel fully clothed. He had on a cowboy hat and he had on jeans. Like, he had on a shirt. And he, like, sat down. He drank some water. You know, it's been hot. And he just kind of looked like he was reflecting on things or like he was stressed out. And then he takes his shirt off and he walks out of the hotel. There's, like, surveillance video.
Yeah, it was roasting hot down there.
And then,
so.
Yeah, but then at some point, he loses his hat and jeans. And now we have video of him 4 a.m. wearing nothing but his underwear and his boots. And there are multiple clips of him as passerbyers stop to record him, people who are driving by. You can see some of that footage on our Instagram, JV Morning Show. It's there on our story. But here is Lil Nas X wandering the streets.
Hey, what don't up? Be late to the party tonight.
Where at?
You know where it's at. No, go ahead, babe.
You can hear his cowboy boots clacking in the background as he's sauntering down. He was dancing. He was voguing.
I would have preferred he was singing Old Town Road.
Yeah, a little, nice little performance.
That would have been nice.
No, but he kept talking about some party he was, I guess, going to. Here's another clip with another person that was driving by.
Don't miss the party tonight. Why are you still here? You need to be telling everybody about the party, girl. What's your problem?
You ain't going to the party. And then in this next
clip. The party
clip,
just in his brain?
I guess so.
Was it an actual party?
This next clip, he threatened to throw the person's phone.
Give me that phone so I can throw it.
I want to throw it far away so you never see it again.
Oh.
I don't like phones.
Like, this is 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, he's just having a complete meltdown. He's delusional. So several people did call LAPD to report a naked man walking around. And when officers responded, there was Lil Nas X still walking around that Old Town Road. It's being reported. It's being reported that once officers arrived, he charged at them.
Not smart.
So officers had to subdue him and put him in handcuffs. And that's when they made the call that they might have a possible overdose on their hands. Oh. So officers alerted paramedics, who then transported Lil Nas X to the hospital. He was treated there for several hours before being released back into police custody. Then they hauled him off to jail. Here's where I have conflicting things. Graham, you can let me know what you saw online. I saw reports that he was booked for suspicion of battery on a police officer for charging at them. I saw one report that he hit a cop in the face, but I haven't been able to like find that report anywhere else. I don't know if that's true. And then I also saw that he was booked for obstructing an officer.
That's
so,
just
so maybe there's multiple.
You're interfering with the arrest. So your own arrest, charges. Basically.
Battery,
but yeah, you don't want the battery of a police officer.
No, you charge. Don't.
Although the president will pardon you for that one.
Right.
Different story. but anyways, yeah, that can lead to a lot more serious things than just being out in public disorderly and, you know, scary right. if it was some sort of overdose or something. Clearly, I mean, he's got to be on something there because it's not exhibiting normal behavior.
It actually
makes
me sad because I guess a few months ago, somebody pulled up like a resurfaced video it's a now deleted video. It's not even on his page anymore. This is like back in February. He was talking about how it's been a rough few years. He hasn't been able to like get his music right. He's going through some personal issues. He's going through some music issues. And he just said that he's really, really been struggling. And now here's the meltdown in public.
That's sad.
So it just saddens me.
Yeah.
A little bit. Next on the JV show, we have to talk about the death of leggings.
What?
Which makes me so, you guys know this is all I wear. This is going to, look, if you're a legging wearer like I am, you have to be here for this. Leggings are done.
Hold a service.
They're over. We're going to hold a service for leggings next.
Just get some thoughts together.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to talking about the death of leggings.
Oh, no.
We were just talking about Lil Nas X in the meltdown he had in LA at like 4 a.m. yesterday morning that led to him being arrested, and he was even hospitalized for a possible overdose.
Yo, what's up, JV Show? It's your boy, Nobody Special, aka Steve. Yo, my Lil Nas X, it's a rollout. I wholeheartedly believe he is like preparing for another album, and I feel like this is very intentional and strategic. I don't think anything's wrong with him. I think it's planned out. Mark my words. Watch. He's going to announce an album coming out within the next few weeks. Guarantee it.
So you don't think it's an actual meltdown? Do you guys think it's a PR stunt?
Get out the prediction journal.
I think I would have thought this if he had not gotten arrested and it would have just been the walking around in his underwear part.
Or did he not really get arrested?
Mm. Oh,
is there like video of the arrest? No, we're just going off reports.
That is true.
Yeah, do we have any official police
There's
report?
There's no like body cam footage. I think it's real. I'm saying it's real.
Now I'm saying it might be fake, and then the album cover for his new album is going to be a mugshot. Like a fake one.
Write that in the prediction journal. I think I'm going to take the opposite side, then, and say this is actually, like, for real. Graham, he had a meltdown. It happens. He's been having a tough few years. He said this months ago.
Wait, now I'm going to...
But he does have new music coming out. I think both things can be true. Real meltdown, but real album coming up soon.
That's true.
That's mark me down for that.
I didn't know that was an option. I want that one.
Yeah.
Me too.
I picked that one.
All right, Jess, really quick, because we are going to be giving away Giants tickets. We have a 4-pack to give away. Mm-hmm. We're going to be picking our winner at 9 a.m., you guys. That's coming up less than an hour. Can you tell people how they can enter?
Yes, super simple. Leave a talkback right now on the free iHeartRadio app, just letting us know who you're going to take with you to the game on the 26th, Giants against the Cubs. And that's for your chance to win 4 tickets. So literally leave the talkback right now because you are running out of time.
Selena
and
just
happy birthday to Graham.
A happy birthday bag in front of me.
So
open the gift. Oh, okay, look, all the birthday gifts, I save all the bags that my kids get, and I didn't have a good size, like a blue bag, so it's a pink bag that says happy birthday.
It is
for my daughter's birthday.
Happy birthday to you from probably several of your daughter's birthdays. I appreciate you guys. A lot of stuff in here.
Let me just say, Graham's like, I don't want anything. Do not do anything. Don't make a big deal about my birthday. And we can't not.
I gave Selena very explicit instructions yesterday. I came in and I said, do not get me anything. If anything, bring an item for the JV show Chug Wheel coming up and pretty soon, 8:20. And did you bring something for the Chug Wheel?
I did, actually.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you. Can you say what it is?
Well, because I had such a tough time chugging that gravy last time. It was really disgusting. I brought more gravy, but this is onion gravy.
Oh, all right. That will be this morning's featured item on the JV Show Chug Wheel. Again, 8:20, onion gravy. All right, in my pink birthday gift bag, we've got some gummy candies. We've got a couple of Celsius energy drinks. We need to get these in the fridge because it's energy drink
Friday,
of course.
Yeah, we're going to need that.
All right, something large. Oh, there's a lot of things in here. Oh, a lot of tissue paper. Let's see. This one is some AA batteries. Okay. You can never have too many of those, of course. Yeah. They're very useful for stuff. This is Almond Joy. Is this just a gift pack for old people?
No, it's just, you know, if you don't want it, I will gladly take it.
There's two things I know. Old people love Almond Joys and batteries. Like, you got to have.
Well, you are getting older.
Old people love batteries. 28 and a half today. And then we got, let's check this out here. Oh, we got a spatula. Okay.
These are the kind of gifts that you love.
Yeah, they are.
You love to give these kind of gifts to your wife.
I thought
you might want some, you know, for around the house.
Did she help you pick these things out?
She did not.
Out?
This is all. What else is in there?
Something heavy here. Let's see. This is, some carpet cleaner. There you go. Some very useful because my dog Hambone. I peed the carpet the other day, so that's useful. Okay, this is great. This is, you guys, I don't even know what to say. And then the last thing is some Swiffer duster kit. And so that I can be dusting.
You love to gift cleaning supplies. Mm-hmm. So I thought this is just your thing.
That is my love language, practical gifts. Thank you guys. I appreciate you. I don't even know what to say other than who gives a fart, of course. But and Selena, you can have the almond joy.
Yes, I was hoping you'd give it back.
That's psychopaths eat that stuff.
Thank you.
I thought maybe the AA batteries were going to go to something. They're not. They're just
In case.
If you want to share the gummy candy, obviously we
and
won't
the
be
Celsius,
mad.
Yeah. We'll and crack the those Celsius. Open next.
Obviously,
and the cupcakes.
Anybody need some carpet
there
cleaning?
Are cupcakes
There's a stain
as well.
Over there on the floor. We could get to that. Yeah. Whatever. Thank you, guys.
Happy
I
birthday,
appreciate
Graham.
You.
You are welcome. All right, we actually are going to talk about the death of leggings, though, because this is actually a thing. There is a girl who posted a video. She's like, is it just me? But, like, when I go to the gym, I can't even wear leggings anymore. She's like, I'm actually embarrassed. I'm actually insecure because nobody else is wearing leggings. Even you go out, like, you know, people will wear, like, yoga pants or leggings in public. Yeah. You look at any of the younger generation, they're not doing that. It's all about the baggies.
Oh, that's true.
It's all the baggies
stuff. Yoga pants.
And there's actually numbers to back this up. Consumer interest in leggings has plummeted since 2022. Not a huge drop, but it went from 47% to 39%. So it is slowly, slowly declining. Even top brands like Nike and Adidas, they have scaled back leggings investment this year.
Oh,
and
wow.
Even they are now offering more like looser fitting sweats and athletic wear.
Yep.
Like that.
Say your goodbyes.
I'm not even wearing leggings today. So.
Wait, Selena, you're their number one wearer.
I know. Is anyone in this room wearing leggings?
Let's take a look around. Chidi.
Well, they're like yoga pants. Those are yoga pants. Like, yeah. So she's on the new trend now.
Yeah.
I'm wearing shorts.
What's the difference
That's
between
not the, those
a
are
black,
still leggings.
Tight-fitting leggings?
Yes. No, I
just
consider
just because they flare at the bottom.
I think those are the new style. Those are the yoga pants, which are the flare at the bottom. Leggings, I think of the
and they
skinny
have a
ones.
Drawstring, I still consider those leggings because they're not baggy.
But they have a drawstring.
What does that have to do with anything?
If they're flare at the bottom, I think they're yoga pants, which I see it as a different thing as the skinny leggings.
No, I still call those flared leggings.
But I feel like Gen Zers are
Chidi's
wearing.
Chidi's opening her laptop. Like, I'm gonna let AI settle this.
Wait, Gen Zers are wearing those type of yoga pants though, the ones that flare out.
The not cool ones.
I'll be honest. I don't.
What?
Now that you,
I wear those too, and okay, I'm not cool apparently.
Now
yes.
that you bring this up, I mean, small sample size. But when I go to the gym, there's no leggings there anymore.
What is there?
There you go.
There are
sweats.
a lot of sweats.
The wide legs.
A lot of baggy gray sweats. There are the workout short things that are, I don't know, is there a name for those? They're like really tight.
And yeah, then, they go up your butt.
The scrunch butt?
Yeah, they have scrunch butt ones. Everybody's wearing those, but nobody is wearing just your standard traditional black leggings anymore.
That's all I wear every day. Except for today.
Selena. That's bad for your image.
This is really bad.
This is like giving major boomer.
And right you know what? Now. It's bad for our image too, because then they're like, oh, Selena's on the JV show.
I know.
This is what they must all be wearing.
It's giving retirement home. For sure.
Oh my God, you're right. This is devastating news, you guys.
Yeah.
You're going to have to say your goodbyes.
I can't stop. Too bad. I'm sorry.
That's going to be, because there was a time you'd walk around like, you know, Chestnut Street in the marina in San Francisco, and it was a parade of leggings. The black leggings, the Lululemon or whatever, you'd see for miles. You'd see 50 people wearing them just that constantly. But now is that the case? Yeah. Oh, no.
I don't know.
R.I.P. This is going to be tough for Selena.
I don't ever change anything in my wardrobe until my daughter starts roasting me.
And
so
she's not
about leggings yet. So until she does, I think I'm good.
Okay.
That's coming soon, we'll see. Any day now.
Yeah. Maybe this one she just knows you're not going to part with them. So she's like, I guess I'll let her have
maybe,
this one.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Chidi, did your laptop help you settle this internet debate at all? Because yours are flared at the bottom. Are they still considered leggings?
Basic yoga pants are black, tight-fitted, boot-cut, flared, and reversible.
So they're yoga pants.
Wait, no, she just said leggings.
No.
Oh.
Yoga pants.
Yoga pants.
Oh, my God.
Did it say anything about the drawstring?
No, it didn't. But they said that leggings are, like, skin-tight, not see-through.
They're, like, skinny jeans.
Right. Yeah. But no drawstring.
Wow. Don't compare them to skinny jeans.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh my God, Selena, I'm right there with you. That's all I own to work out in is just leggings. I guess I'm going to have to start going to the gym like at 4 or 5 a.m. with all the other boomers so I could fit in.
For me, it's worse because I don't even go to the gym. It's just I just wear them.
Yeah, this is just living life.
I told you I have my work leggings. I got my nighttime leggings. I got my regular daytime leggings, my weekend leggings. I just be in leggings.
The leggings had a very long run. So you should be thankful for all the good times you had over the last 15 years or whatever.
But you know what? I'm not letting go of them because they'll be back.
They will.
In another 15.
Yeah, but they'll be like slightly different. Mm-hmm. So you'll look like you have the old, like
they'll
the old
vintage.
Person ones. No.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just how everyone's wearing Von Dutch again. And if you had like the vintage from like 15 years ago, you're winning.
So then you are going to stop wearing them for a while and then bring them back?
No, I'm going to keep wearing them, but I'll just have the old ones 15 years from now is what I'm saying.
With holes and all that.
All tattery, stained.
All right, guys. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Uziel.
Uziel?
Yes, Uziel.
Uziel. Do me a favor. Can you turn your radio down? We're hearing an echo in the background.
Yep, it's off.
Thank you so much. All right, well, you're caller 20. Woo! Yeah.
That means you just won a Chromebook courtesy of Republic
Records.
Nice. And you're going to be playing with us.
Did you just moan?
No.
Cheaty.
Whose sound was that?
That was cheaty. What are you doing over there?
I have to clip that one.
Sorry about that, Uziel. We have a friend on the line here.
Yeah.
So you got your Chromebook. Congrats. You got a Chug mug because you are going to be playing the Chug Wheel game with us. All right. So here's how this works. We sent Jess out to the streets. She asked a random person 8 questions. We're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down. And Uziel, if you're able to guess what that person on the street said correctly, you get a point. If you get to 4 points, you win. We're drawing names in studio, and one of us is chugging.
Oh, great.
All right.
Sounds fun.
Graham, before we get started, what is on the Chug Wheel for today?
All right, on this morning's Chug Wheel, this morning's featured item that Selena brought today, onion gravy. Sounds terrible. We also have toilet tank water. That's the water from the upper tank of my home toilet. We have au jus sauce. You'd be dunking a French dip sandwich into that. We have something called bean sprout water. We also have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. It's a vegetable lentil. We also have Mountain Dew Baja Blast hard seltzer. Mm-hmm. Jess brought that. It's the what they drink at the Salinas
Met Gala.
That's right. And then we also have a dealer's choice space. You land on that, you can pick whatever of those things you would like to chug.
Oh my God, this is so bad. All right, Uziel, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, let's find out who Jess talked to on the streets.
My name is Bree, and I live in San Francisco.
All right, Bree from the city. All right, so let's get to question number one.
Do you fold laundry right away or leave it in the basket for a few days?
Izzy, what do you think she said?
I think she folds it right away.
I fold it right away in case it gets wrinkly.
Oh, my God.
Who does that? You leave it in the dryer for a little while.
Yes.
Then
yeah.
It may, and you get dressed out of there a couple of times. Then you get it into the basket. Mm-hmm. You drag that over to your closet or your room. You get dressed out of that a couple times. And then you put away the last couple scraps.
All right. Yeah. You got a point.
Let's go to the
Good
next.
For you.
Yeah, one question correct. Let's go to the next one.
What kind of person are you? You eat the whole pizza slice or leave the crust?
What do you think Bree said? Eat the entire pizza slice or leave the crusts?
Leave the crust.
I leave the crust.
What the heck? That is psychopath behavior.
Oh my God, are you a child?
Don't leave the crust.
Only if they're super, super crispy. I don't want pizza on pizza on a cracker. Like if it's like that, but if it's a soft crust, yes, eating
all of it. No, the crispier the better. I want the crust.
This is like not normal behavior. Neziel, how are you getting all of these right?
You know, she just sounded like she doesn't eat the crust.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, well, let's go to the next question. You got 2 points so far.
On average, how many times do you hit snooze on your morning alarm? 0, 1, or 2 or more?
What do you think she said?
I'm going to say 2.
2 or more?
What? Oh, my God.
There's no way.
Well, I got good news. I got bad news, mostly bad news. He's got the first three correct. He only needs one more of the remaining five questions to win the game.
This is so rude of you.
I think someone's going to be chugging here. Yeah. Probably a foregone conclusion. Let's go to that next question. Yeah.
There's a rumor that Taylor Swift will perform at the Super Bowl. Do you think that'll actually happen?
What do you think Bree said? Will Taylor Swift perform at the halftime show at the Super Bowl?
No.
Yeah, I feel like that would be cool.
Oh, my God, we're still in the game.
Okay, we're still alive. The tide is turning, you guys.
Oh, my God. All right, here's the next question.
If you had a job lined up in a city of your choice, would you move out of the Bay Area?
Ooh, that's a tough one. What do you think she said?
I would say no.
If it's a good opportunity, I would.
Yes! We're still staying alive. In the game.
Okay. The tide is turning. Two incorrect. Let's just keep this losing streak going for the remaining questions. Let's see what the next one is.
Do you eat in bed?
Do you think she eats in bed?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we're screwed.
All right. It's only a matter of time.
We tried.
Never mind.
I do not eat in bed, so.
I do now.
I used to not.
I used to actually not eat in bed.
So now
I hated it.
Now you're just in there crushing Totino's pizza rolls before you go to bed?
Everything. I'll eat anything in bed.
Yeah.
Really?
Mostly candy.
I need to clip that too.
Mostly candy. Hey, Ezio, we're going to put you on hold. Thank you so much for playing. You got your chug mug. You got your Chromebook. We hope you have an amazing weekend, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. Hang on there.
Just making a note. I got a couple pieces of audio I need to grab from this.
Listen, Jess is about to draw a name here in
the
studio.
So
one of us is chugging. I just want the Bay Area to remember that Graham's only birthday wish was for Jess to chug. So
yes.
I'm going to need everyone listening to manifest.
Yeah, let's manifest that. Why is it not my draw on my birthday?
Because we're going in order. We can't go out of order.
Even on a birthday?
We didn't do that on mine. Thanks.
My heart is
being so fishy.
Oh my God.
She has a name.
She has a name.
She has a name. Oh my God.
My heart is pounding.
Don't do it to me. Come on. It's my birthday.
Who is it?
Is it Graham?
It's Graham.
This whole thing is under protest. That was very suspicious.
Wait, no. You guys are in the room.
I shook it up. No, you shook it up.
Her hand was in there a long time.
No.
Feeling for once.
I even gave
very
him a swirl
suspicious.
Before. I swirled him. Just shook it. It's
God
legit.
It.
Sorry, Graham.
Oh my God. I don't want it to be me, but I also felt bad if it was going to be you. So I'm sorry.
Graham's chugging on.
Guess what? You suck.
All right, guys. That's next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, let's cut to the chase. It's Graham's birthday. We feel bad about this. I mean, really, it's Jess's fault.
No, they don't feel bad at all. Jess has been smiling over here for the past 5 minutes. I've never seen her so happy. She did a cartwheel outside. She walked out of the studio and was jumping for joy and celebrating. This horse crap.
Jess, we lost the chug wheel game. Which means one of us, we're going to draw names and one of us has to chug. Jess,
but it's fair and square and I have
Drew
witnesses.
Graham.
And all
witnesses
the names
for
are
what?
In there. That it was fair and square, that your name got picked.
That something smells fishy about this
it's
morning.
Not me, that's
but that's
Jess
fine.
Too. That's Jess too.
We're just really sweaty right now.
There are a couple seagulls that have been out front circling for a little while. All right. Yes, I will be. And happy birthday to me. Who gives a fart? I will be spinning the JV show a chug wheel this morning because my name was drawn this morning's featured item on the wheel. And just to let you know, I gave a practice spin a minute ago and it did land on this morning's featured item, which is onion gravy. Thank you, Selena, for bringing that in. We also have toilet tank water. That's the water from the upper tank of my toilet at home. That's been on the wheel for a while. It's been marinating under my desk. We have au jus sauce. That's like what you'd be dunking a French dip sandwich into. Similar. That's sort of similar to onion gravy.
Yes.
We have bean sprout water. Still don't know what that is. We have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. Chef does not recommend, the JV Show chef. It's a vegetable lentil. Dealer's choice. You can pick whatever thing you want to chug if it lands on that space. And we also have Mountain Dew Baja Blast Hard Seltzer.
Before you give it a spin, Grant, I want to remind everyone that we are live. Every time we do this, every Friday, we are streaming live on JV Morning Show. That's our Instagram. If you want to watch Graham spin the chug wheel and then chuggeth whatever it landeth on.
All right, you ready?
Ready to spin it?
Let's give it a spin.
Again, JV Morning Show on Instagram. Happy birthday, Graham!
Who gives a fart?
Spin it!
All right, the wheel is spinning. It's a good spin, and it's landed on the soup du jour. Literally, the thing is halfway. Had I just an ounce harder, would have landed on dealer's choice. And I'll be chugging vegetable lentil soup.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Damn soup, you have a thick. Is this chuggable?
Oh, I think we're going to have to add some water to it.
Yeah,
We'll water it down.
We should add the toilet tank water to it.
No,
revenge.
All right, we'll mix up. I'm going to head to the JV Show kitchen. Do we have one?
No, we don't.
I didn't think so.
But Graham is going to go cook that up, and then he's chugging it next, you guys.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, JV Show. It's Jay. Graham, sorry you have to do it on your birthday, but you have to chug. And maybe this is a sign that you should stay away from the casinos today.
Wait, what? I don't get... Oh, because bad luck. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah,
I did. I'm sorry, I was a little slow this morning.
two things. I just... we added some water to this vegetable lentil soup, the soup du jour, the soup of the day. Chef, JV Show Chef, does not recommend because it does not look good. It just smells like onions. It's... Looks terrible, and I added some water to it and shook it up. It's so, so thick and chunky. This one's, it's very hearty. It's a very hearty winter soup. Glad it's right in the midst of summer.
It looks like a nice iced coffee. I'm not going
to
lie.
No, but
it don't smell like it.
But to the other point, I don't know what kind of iced coffees you're drinking. There's like...
What? It's like a nice little light brown color.
There's lentils floating in here.
Oh, I thought it looks like ice cubes.
But to the second part of that talk back, no, I will not be avoiding the casinos today. I will be in there. Going to play a little golf, do a little lunch, and then watch out Ace and Vine and Napa because we're hitting the blackjack table.
Let's go.
So hopefully my good luck continues.
Oh, it's very oniony in here.
Yeah. I got to chug this now?
Yep. Ready?
God, this one looks bad.
Happy birthday, Graham.
It is incredibly full.
Chug. He's down on one knee. I don't know why he does that every time, but he's going for it. Oh, my God. He's going. Oh, his face. He's making it. Oh, is it disgusting? Oh my God, he's shaking his dripping.
It's all chunks at the bottom.
Oh, it's dripping off of his chin. Oh my God, he's going for it. There he go, Finn. Oh my.
Oh, it's chewing. That's
the way he stops and chews.
It's all chunks.
Do you need a spoon? We should have got a spoon.
I tried to chug this thing. I'm down at the bottom and it's just solid.
You have to just throw it back.
It's like
and
a bowl
tap
of chili down here at the bottom.
Just tap it. Go. Tap the bottom. Oh, he's dropping it everywhere.
There's lentils everywhere.
It fell out onto his face and just rolled off onto our carpet.
It's not chuggable. I need a spoon. All right, last bit.
All right, Graham, you got this. You're making it look so easy. Yeah, there you go. The last of it. You did it.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Happy birthday.
A lot of beans on this
carpet.
Wow,
our carpet's gone through it.
What's your review?
It's not good. It would be a lot better warm and like on a cold winter night in front of a fire.
That was very chunky.
So grossed out. Hey, make sure you guys follow us on JV Morning Show. That's our Instagram because we are going to package this up into a nice little video for you in case you weren't able to watch our live stream. Are you okay, Graham? No? Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay, good.
It's actually pretty good.
Really? Okay.
No, it was not good.
You're welcome.
I'm just saying the after, I feel like I've gotten through the worst.
Right.
Now I can go about my day.
Sounds
with an extra bit of protein.
Good for you. We are moving on to today's hottest trending. Britney Spears. Did you just burp?
No.
Oh, my God.
That was cheating. That was cheating.
That was Graham.
They saw that. I would never burp
on live. Everyone just saw you do that.
That was cheating.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Britney Spears has a new accent. Have you guys heard it yet?
No.
So in her latest Instagram video, it's her on a boat. And I guess the guy in the video is like the captain, or I don't know if they actually know each other. I don't know. I don't even know where she is. But she's listening to music and she's dancing and she's having a great time. And then it turns to her and, you know, she's talking to the camera with this man, the captain or whatever.
Jump in the water today. Can I tell if it could be you?
There is this man out here in this water. Look at us. Sorry, I'm a nerd.
That's okay.
We went snorkeling all day yesterday in the water. This is like on Turks and Caicos.
This is a beautiful spot. You can see the...
What?
That's Britney Spears?
That's Britney Spears.
Dude.
That's weird.
I'm
kind of impressed. I'm not gonna lie.
I kind of feel kind of sad.
Impressed. It's not like it was a good fake accent.
Yeah, we don't know what that accent was. I don't know. I just feel like we continue to just watch somebody spiraling.
I know. Like, it saddens me.
Yeah.
If anything.
Could you imagine having to be like on her team? Does she have a team? I'm sure she has some people around her on staff. She does. I mean, she has people that work for her. I mean, the stuff she must demand and say and the different accents she's delivering those demands to you in. I mean, it's just got to be the weirdest stuff. It's just got to get weirder and weirder every day.
We need to go back to talking about Hulk Hogan. I know this is like, you know, not the normal type of stuff we talk about here in the JV show, but this is just too crazy. Now there's reports that he may have passed from medical malpractice.
Okay. Oh.
Have you seen these reports out this morning?
I've seen some headlines about that, but what are they exactly alleging?
So according to sources connected to this case, apparently when he stopped breathing, there was an occupational therapist present.
Okay.
And the police report, which like nobody can get a hold of, it's like, you know, it's like locked down, so nobody can really access it right now. But according to sources, the therapist told responding officers that Hulk Hogan was the victim of medical malpractice. The therapist said that during a recent operation, it's unclear if the surgery was to repair his heart because he did have, you know, some health conditions. So it's unclear if this was like a heart surgery or like a neck procedure. But the therapist said that the surgeon severed his phrenic nerve, which you like need to breathe. And this happened during the surgery. And that's why he stopped breathing. And that's why when his now widow had called 911, that's what she was saying. Like, he's not breathing. He stopped breathing.
But was he at home when this happened? Because if that nerve got severed during a surgery, you would, and you were unable to breathe. Once that nerve is severed, you'd be in the hospital, right? So he was at the hospital or was at home? I thought he was home.
I thought he was home too.
So that seems like kind of a...
This is already sketch.
A bit of an inference by somebody who's not a surgeon.
Right. There's also, according to reports, conversations among the officers at the scene where they talked about, you know, what the therapist had said and what the... Like, all the conversations between the therapist and the police officers, they are on body cam. But again, like, not just anybody can access that stuff. And his widow even confirmed to TMZ that his phrenic nerve was compromised during one of his recent surgeries.
Oh.
Okay.
So it could be this. Again, it's still under investigation. We don't know. But this is what all the new reports are saying, that it might be medical malpractice, not cardiac arrest or leukemia or whatever the initial reports were saying.
So it could have stemmed from a surgery in combination with other various health things that he was dealing with. Is that malpractice?
It could.
There's inherent risk with every surgery. That's malpractice when they like mess up a little bit?
I mean, if they're doing it at your house.
Well, they didn't perform that surgery at his house.
I don't know. Did they not? How do you know?
They don't do heart surgery at your house.
A malpractice doctor would.
But yeah, but he's Hulk Hogan. He's got loads of money. He's not picking up Mark from the alleyway behind the Best Buy and like, hey, dude, cut me open. Like, no way.
But at this point, I think it makes more sense what Brooke was saying. We've been talking about what his daughter has been saying, like, it wasn't leukemia, it wasn't cancer. Maybe she wasn't implying that it was something dark and sinister, but that, like, something did happen.
Right. It could have stemmed from,
right. So that does make more sense now. Graham, what do you have?
All right. The Cracker Barrel logo change controversy. This is taking over right now. The restaurant chain this week unveiled their new logo, and oh my God, let's all get upset about something that has no effect on our lives. People were apparently so upset by this new Cracker Barrel logo that their stock tanked by as much as 13% yesterday during trading.
Are you serious?
It's since risen back up a bit. The new logo gets rid of the image of the seated overall wearing guy that's leaning against a barrel in favor of just a very simple logo that just says the chain's name. And it's just over a yellow background. We've got this up at JV Morning Show on Instagram if you would like to go see the logo change. I am still trying to figure out why people are upset about this.
I don't like it.
Well,
it is very boring.
Yeah. I get it. It's very boring, but isn't that up to a brand to decide if they want to? They say that Cracker Barrel, like many other casual dining restaurants, have struggled since the pandemic. Their sales are not that great. And if they want to sort of it's not even really a rebrand, but a refresh. Isn't that up to them? Why are people so upset by this?
I mean, yeah, they can
it's
do whatever
the Cracker
they want.
Barrel.
But
who
if
cares?
I'm a consumer, can't I decide that I think their logo is stupid and I don't want to go there anymore?
You would not go if B-Dubs, your favorite place, Buffalo Wild Wings, changed their logo and you're like, I don't like it. I'm not going to eat their wings anymore. Like what?
I wouldn't make that decision. But I'm saying, but that's somebody's right too if they wanted to.
Of course it's their right, but like what? I don't understand.
It's very petty. It's like.
I don't understand all the uproar
right.
about this. Anyways, you can go take a look at the old logo and the new one and see if you are as outraged
honestly,
as everybody is.
Both logos are ugly if we're being honest.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't go there regardless.
One, the old one wasn't very appealing either.
Like, well, yeah, let me ask that. Have any of you guys ever been to a Cracker Barrel?
No.
Yeah, I ain't ever going to one.
New logo, know
old,
one is.
Old logo, I ain't going to a Cracker Barrel. Get out of here.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, if you love to talk back, trying to see these the Giants take on the Cubs. On the 26th, a few days from now, it's a City Connect Tuesday. We have a 4-pack. If you love to talk back, listen up because this talk back could be yours. Here is our winner.
This is Jillian from Benicia, and I would take my two kids, 2 and 10. Neither one has been to a baseball game, and their dad. It would be a fun time. Thank you so much.
There you go, Jillian and Benicia. It's going to be a great time. Bring
that
the family. Two kids, never been to a baseball game before. And what? This will be a great, awesome first experience because there's nothing better than seeing a game at Oracle Park. And
or
City
a
Connect.
Stressful one. Taking a 2-year-old. That's bold. But hey, but if anyone can do it, it's you, Supermom. You can do that.
Get a babysitter for that one. Can I make a little bit of an admission that I omitted something this morning. I've forgotten up until this point. A lot of people have reached out to me, you know, on DMs on Instagram and texts this morning. And then so many people left talkbacks this morning about my birthday, and I appreciate all those. But I forgot one very, very important birthday shout out.
Uh-oh. To who?
My twin sister.
Oh, so, my God.
It is also her birthday today as well. So shout out to my twin sister, Robin. I hope she's having a great day. The only reason I really remember that is because she texted me, happy birthday.
Oh,
and
and
I haven't even texted her back yet because I'm out of time. But happy birthday, Robin. I hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fuck?
We all know it's your birthday, Graham. We all also know you're a twin. Not one of us even thought of your sister.
I forgot.
I feel bad.
I mean, why
and she's
get
so nice.
Yeah, but zero farts given about her.
Why?
I
mean,
you guys don't know her.
Yeah, I've met her once.
You have?
I hung out
at your house.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. Well, so minor farts given. About
a little bit. Just little ones.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. This is Tanya from Bernardi Zerata, the official injury attorneys of the San Francisco 49ers. Wanted to invite everybody out for our first annual backpack giveaway this Sunday from 1:30 to 3. Us, along with Shoe Palace, Mountain Mike's, and the one and only Fred Warner, will be handing out backpacks, school supplies, and offering free barber and haircutting services. We'll also have braiders out there as well as a nail station. For more information, go to our IG, Venardi_Zerata. Thanks.
I think I got to go get done up for back to school.
couple things because I doubt anybody can spell Venardi Zerata. We do love them. We've helped them promote a few of their events in the past. They do events with Fred Warner. So if you want to meet Fred Warner, I mean, this is an awesome opportunity. But if you are a student going back to school and anything that she just mentioned right there, a backpack with school supplies or need a fresh cut or whatever, a braid, they're going to be hooking people with that as well. And we have all that information posted on our Instagram, JV Morning Show. Mm-hmm. That's a little probably easier to find. So go check that out. But shout out to them. They always do really, really cool events with the community to give back. And then who doesn't love Fred Warner?
That is a stud.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Show, this is Steady Fred from Myrtle Creek. And it's Friday. Grand birthday. Yo, let's go.
Here we go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Graham. Yay! Let's go.
I love that.
Appreciate that, Steady said. Thank you so much. That's an annual tradition.
It is. Yes. Happy birthday to Graham.
Who gives a fuck?
That's a good point.
What's up, morning squad? It's your boy, Wookie. Came by to say happy birthday to Graham, the best weatherman there is on radio today.
Thank you.
Hi, Selena.
Hi.
Hope everybody's doing well. Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Feel Good Friday. Everybody be good. Be safe. Yeah. Happy birthday, buddy. Enjoy. Love you guys. Bye.
Aw, oh, appreciate you so hearing much. From Eric. Have a good weekend.
Haven't heard from him in a minute. It's good to hear his voice. And yes, I appreciate all the birthday wishes
wow,
this
but
morning.
No love but for Chidi
at all. It's
oh,
okay.
Wow. Well, I guess.
Who gives a fuck?
That's a good point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.